This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. When it comes to healthcare, there is no more expensive time of life than when we're approaching death. 10% of all healthcare dollars are spent in the last year of life. That adds up to $270 billion. This is the time when the toughest and costliest decisions are made, and emotions can easily overrun the best intentions. We're bringing you a story today of one man, Richard Dean, and his struggle to decide what's best for his dying wife, Janet. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Janet Dean wasn't supposed to spend her final days like this.
She must have had 40 pounds of fluid, so her face was all swollen. She had the breathing tube in there that was taped to her face.
Gone was Rich Dean's sweetheart, the bathing beauty he met as a lifeguard back at Orchard Beach in 1964. This 44-year marriage between the daughter of a New York City cab driver and the son of a New York City bus driver was nearly over.
At the end, you know, she wasn't the woman I loved. She wasn't the Janet that I lived with. She was this organism that was struggling on the table.
This wasn't the plan. Doctors had told Janet in the spring of 2009 the pain in her stomach was actually stage 4 ovarian cancer. She and Rich quickly, easily, made a pact. The pact lots of us make when we think about death. Rich remembers his wife's words.
Don't extend this more than it needs to be. You know, if I don't have a good chance at life, then I'll happily accept my death.
So how did they end up here, where the desire for a quiet, unplugged death unravels and a loving husband breaks a final promise? Rich says he sees it now as his wife lay there in the ICU. She was dying, but he couldn't see it then.
I think what happens is when you're in the midst of a medical crisis, you actually don't know where you are. You don't have any sense of, am I a day away from dying? Is recovery possible? We actually don't know then.
Rich had promised his wife he wouldn't pull out all the stops to keep her alive, that she would die at home, surrounded by her family, not like this, in an ICU hooked up to machines.
I was her caregiver, that I would be there, that I knew her wishes. That wasn't the way she wanted to be, and that wasn't the way she wanted to leave.
Again, he did what many people do when hope starts running out. He looked to Janet's team of doctors and nurses, counting on modern medicine to rescue them both.
Medical people find it hard to deal with that. I mean, so they've got to do something. You know, we'll do this, we can do this, we can do this.
It was a Hail Mary, a super rare antibiotic, so exceptional that Rich says one course of the drug cost $20,000.
The doctors said, if we did this, it would give her a chance to get back to where she was, which was maybe a 3 or 5% chance of recovery.
Yeah, a 3 to 5% chance. The very definition of an extraordinary measure, where the doctors, the hospital, the patient, the insurers together take a flyer on a crazy expensive attempt to help one person live a little bit longer, maybe. From a policy perspective, it's madness. But if it's your mother or your son or the wife you promised would die in her own bed surrounded by family, then it's different, right? Doctors administered the first shot. It didn't work.
I looked into her eyes and she looked into my eyes. And we connected. And I told her I loved her. And I got her best effort at a smile. And I knew.
To this day, 3 years later, Rich regrets his decisions. The rounds and rounds of chemo, the slippery slope to the ICU, and especially the shot. He thinks about wasted resources, whether some other person could have actually used those antibiotics. But mostly, he blames himself for letting the situation spin out of control, for losing sight of what his wife wanted most.
I needed to have done more. You know, it was a traumatic time for me, so that image stays with me. And the rational side of me understands that I did the best I could. But I feel like, well, I could have done better.
The way Janet died cost Rich, and it cost us. The biggest chunk of healthcare spending takes place in the last year of life, $270 billion. People are at their sickest, and emotion often drives costs more than medicine. Some healthcare people believe we're not too far from a time when the healthcare system will do a better job letting us know when it's time to let go. For Rich, in his final days, he's going to look his doctors in the eye and demand to know when it's his time At least, he says, that's his plan. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.